Welcome to our deep dive into the world of luxury real estate for 2025.
Yeah.
We've got a whole stack of articles from Pocket Listing Insights here.
Wow.
Really fascinating stuff, giving us a glimpse into some of the trends in billionaire buying habits.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to see where they're putting their money.
It is really interesting. Yeah. So we're going to go from beachfront estates to mountain retreats and even private islands today.
I love a good private island.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to look at why a seemingly unexpected city is leading the nation in luxury home price growth.
Oh, very interesting. I'm curious to see where that is.
Yeah, me too. So the first thing that kind of jumps out to me is this whole boom in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And West Palm Beach in Florida.
Yeah.
It's like everyone suddenly decided that was a place to be.
Well, there are a few factors at play there. I think one of them is Florida's favorable tax climate.
Oh, that makes sense.
Especially, you know, for people coming from higher tax states, like if you're in finance, that's very appealing. And we're seeing a lot of hedge funds and financial services firms actually establishing a presence there now.
So it's becoming a little bit more intense then.
Yeah. Some people are even calling it Wall Street South.
Wall Street South.
Yeah.
I thought, though, that the super wealthy were kind of moving towards more tranquility these days.
You're right. There is a definite shift towards quiet luxury. But I think Palm Beach and West Palm Beach offer that unique blend.
Okay.
You know, you can escape those colder climates, the higher taxes, but you still have that luxurious lifestyle.
Right.
Especially West Palm Beach is really going through like a revitalization, a surge in new developments. A lot of them are actually targeting young families.
Interesting.
So it's becoming a really attractive option for, you know, a certain demographic of the ultra wealthy.
And they're also mentioning in these articles that there's a huge increase in single family home sales.
Yeah.
Especially in that $700,000 to $2 million range.
Wow.
Which is still a lot of money for most people, but I guess not so much in this world. And it even says that a lot of these are cash purchases.
Oh.
That is a whole other level.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
these buyers are not waiting for mortgages. They're ready to go.
They're ready to move in.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And the pandemic really accelerated this trend, didn't it?
Did you know people started reevaluating that urban living,
right,
embracing remote work opportunities, and suddenly that dream of a spacious home with some outdoor space away from the crowds,
yeah,
became a reality.
Right. So while all this is happening in Florida, we've got this other trend emerging.
Right.
That quiet luxury you mentioned.
Yes.
And this is the really interesting part. The unexpected champion is Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Boise?
Yeah, Boise's seen like a 150% increase in luxury home prices just since 2017.
That's crazy.
It is, and that's the fastest growth in the whole U.S.
Wow. I mean, what is driving that kind of growth in Boise?
Well, it's the antithesis of that flashy, ostentatious wealth we see a lot.
Right.
Boise has stunning natural beauty.
Sure.
A more peaceful, laid-back lifestyle.
Right.
A strong sense of community.
Okay.
And that appeals to a lot of the ultra wealthy.
So they're trading in that city skyline for mountain views.
Yeah.
A little peace and quiet.
Exactly. And it's also about value. Boise offers that quiet luxury at a way lower cost than major urban centers.
Oh, I see.
So even the ultra wealthy, you know, they're looking for value.
Sure.
Return on their investments.
Right. And the articles mentioned that mid-market prices in Boise have stabilized, but that luxury segment is still soaring.
It is. It really is. It seems like, you know, those buyers seeking high-end properties in those serene settings.
Yeah.
That's where they're going.
They're going to Boise.
Yeah. And the pandemic played a role here, too.
Okay.
People were fleeing those densely populated areas.
Right.
And they took their wealth and their buying power with them.
Yeah.
Interestingly, a lot of them came from California.
Oh,
sold their properties there for a huge profit.
Yeah.
And reinvested in Boise's luxury market.
That makes sense. So Boise is kind of becoming a haven for those seeking a different kind of luxury experience.
It really is.
But even within Boise, there are certain neighborhoods that are attracting more attention, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, Eagle
has
a lot of newer developments, gated communities. It's
right.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Then there's Warm Springs Mesa.
Okay.
Offering those expansive homes with the views.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Highlands in the North End.
Right.
Each with their own unique appeal and established luxury presence.
It's like a whole different world of luxury is emerging.
It is.
One that values privacy, nature, community over those traditional markers of wealth.
Right.
And speaking of a different world, let's talk about some of America's super billionaires.
Okay.
This is where things get really interesting.
I'm ready.
So we're talking about individuals with net worths exceeding 50 billion dollars.
Wow.
And this group owns over $2 billion in property.
That's a lot of houses.
That's a lot of houses.
Yeah.
And their choices are as diverse as their personalities.
I would imagine.
You've got Elon Musk living in this modest $50,000 home in Texas.
Wow.
And then you've got Jeff Bezos with his $90 million mansion on Indian Creek Island in Florida.
That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. Two very different approaches to luxury living.
Yeah. Musk's choice is really fascinating.
It is.
It highlights that for some, wealth isn't about extravagance.
Right.
It's about pursuing your passions and investing in what matters to them.
Makes sense.
And he's known for innovation technology, and his real estate choices reflect that.
But then there's people like Larry Ellison.
Oh, yeah.
Who owns 98% of Lanai, Hawaii.
What?
He basically turned a whole island into his personal haven.
That's amazing.
That's a level of luxury that's hard to even fathom.
It is.
But what's interesting about Ellison is his focus on sustainability.
Right.
He's transforming Lanai into an eco-friendly paradise.
Yeah, that's cool.
Proving that luxury and environmental consciousness can go hand in hand.
For sure.
And then you've got Mark Zuckerberg with his massive estate in Kauai, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Integrating nature and luxury spending, millions to create this retreat.
It's another example of how these billionaires are shaping their environments to reflect their values.
Right.
It's not just about the size of the property for Zuckerberg.
Right.
It's about creating an experience, a sanctuary where he can connect with nature.
Yeah.
While still enjoying the comforts of a luxurious lifestyle.
Speaking of experience, there's Bill Gates' Xanadu 2.0 in Medina, Washington.
What is that?
It cost $125 million. It's this tech-infused marvel.
Oh, wow.
That showcases his love for innovation.
Uh-huh.
And how technology can really shape the future of luxury living.
Yeah.
We also have the Walton family.
Yeah, okay.
With their vast real estate holdings across the U.S.
Yeah.
Including a $250 million ranch in Texas.
Wow.
And then there's Michael Bloomberg.
Right.
Global portfolio worth $100 million.
Okay.
This includes a constantly expanding Upper East Side townhouse complex.
Wow.
And a massive Westchester estate for his daughter's equestrian interests.
So they're not just buying homes, they're curating collections.
Exactly. Each property is a reflection of their diverse interests and global reach.
It's about more than wealth.
Yeah.
It's about enhancing their lives, pursuing their passions.
But here's where things get really interesting. While the ultra wealthy are buying up all these incredible properties, the overall U.S. housing market is showing signs of shifting towards a buyer's market.
Really?
So we've got this incredible demand at the top.
Yeah.
With billionaires buying islands and these crazy mansions.
Right.
But the average person looking to buy a home might actually find themselves in a better position.
That's pretty counterintuitive.
It is.
What's going on?
So we're seeing price cuts are becoming more common. Inventory levels are rising.
Wow.
Especially in the West and South.
Okay.
So what's driving this shift? Is this a sign of a broader economic downturn or something else happening?
Well, there are a few factors at play here. You know, interest rate hikes have made borrowing more expensive. And that's dampened demand to a certain extent.
Right.
But I don't think it necessarily signals a crash.
Okay.
The U.S. economy is still pretty strong.
Okay.
There's still a lot of demand for housing.
Right.
Especially as millennials and Gen Z are entering the market.
Sure. And the articles mentioned that Denver is leading the pack in homes with price reductions.
Right.
Followed by San Diego and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So are those markets particularly vulnerable, or is this part of a broader trend?
I think it's a combination of factors.
Okay.
Those cities had significant price growth in recent years.
Sure.
So some correction was expected.
Makes sense.
And they're also seeing an influx of new inventory.
Okay.
Which gives buyers more options and leverage.
So what does this all mean for the average person looking to buy a home? Is it a good time to jump in?
It's definitely becoming more favorable for buyers.
Okay.
You know, with more options and potentially less competition.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to negotiate better deals.
Right.
But it's still crucial to do your research. Understand the local market conditions.
Uh-huh.
Work with experienced professionals.
Always good advice. The articles also mentioned that median home prices have started to decline.
Yeah.
So does that mean we're headed for a housing market crash?
I think it's too early to tell for sure.
Okay.
It's a trend worth watching, though.
Yeah.
It suggests that sellers are adjusting to the changing dynamics.
Okay.
And that buyers might have more leverage than they did a year ago.
So while there's some uncertainty in the overall market,
right.
One thing's clear.
What's that?
The wealthy are still very bullish on real estate.
For sure.
They're investing in properties over other passion assets like jewelry or art.
Right.
So why is that?
Well, real estate is seen as a tangible, stable asset.
Okay.
Especially in times of economic uncertainty. Hmm. And with interest rates still relatively low,
yeah,
it's an attractive investment,
right?
Especially for those looking to diversify.
Sure. Plus, there's that emotional element.
Absolutely.
Real estate is more than just an investment.
It's a place to live, to create memories.
Right.
Build a legacy.
And it's not just primary residences they're buying.
Right.
There's a growing interest in second homes.
Yeah.
And luxury rentals among the ultra wealthy.
It ties back to that desire for flexibility and multiple lifestyle options.
Right.
You know, a second home in a desirable location offers a retreat.
Yeah.
A place to escape to.
Sure.
Potentially a source of rental income.
Right.
It's about having options.
So we've got this really interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah.
A potential softening in the general housing market.
Mm-hmm.
But continued strong demand for luxury properties.
Right.
Especially those second homes and rentals.
Yes.
So what does this tell us about what the ultra wealthy are thinking?
I think it paints a picture of a market in flux.
Yeah.
Where different segments are responding to different forces.
It's fascinating.
It is.
So in part two, we're going to shift our focus to the homes themselves.
Okay.
We'll look at the specific features and amenities that define luxury living in 2025.
Sounds good. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, should be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Welcome back to our deep dive into luxury real estate.
So in part one, we were talking about those booming markets, the rise of quiet luxury, and what the billionaires are doing with their money.
It's always interesting to see how they live.
It is.
Yeah.
And now I want to shift our focus to the homes themselves.
Okay.
What features and amenities are really defining luxury living in 2025?
Well, it's not just about square footage and opulent finishes anymore.
Sure, those are still important.
Of course. But today's ultra-wealthy, they're looking for more.
So what's changed? What are they prioritizing?
Sustainability is huge.
Okay.
We're seeing a big demand for eco-friendly features and materials.
So it's not just a trend?
No, it's a fundamental shift in how they're thinking about their homes.
Interesting. So are we talking about solar panels and geothermal heating?
Yeah, but it goes way beyond that.
Like what?
Think green roofs, rainwater harvesting systems, even edible landscapes.
Wow. So they're creating these self-sustaining ecosystems.
Pretty much. They want to minimize their environmental impact, but still enjoy luxury.
Right. It's all about balance.
Exactly.
The luxury homes are becoming these mini eco-sanctuaries.
Yeah, you could say that.
But is this driven by genuine concern for the planet, or is it more about status?
Probably a bit of both.
Okay.
There's definitely that status element, but I do think there's a growing awareness among the wealthy about sustainability.
Mm.
They're seeing the effects of climate change. Mm. They want to be part of the solution.
So we've got sustainability.
Yeah.
What else is shaping these luxury homes?
Wellness is another big one.
Wellness.
Yeah. They're really focused on creating homes that promote physical and mental well-being.
Okay. So what kind of wellness features are we talking about?
Dedicated meditation rooms, state-of-the-art gyms with personal trainers on call, even in home spas.
Wow.
You know, with hydrotherapy circuits, saunas.
It sounds like they're bringing the resort experience home.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating a space to escape the pressures of life.
Makes sense.
And focus on health and well-being.
And this focus on wellness, it extends to the materials used too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing a preference for natural, non-toxic materials that create a healthy indoor environment.
Like what?
I think organic cotton insulation, reclaimed wood flooring, low VOC paints, and formaldehyde-free cabinetry.
So it's not just luxurious, it's also healthy and safe.
Exactly.
And then there's technology.
Yes, the smart home revolution.
It's everywhere, but how is it actually playing out in these luxury homes?
Imagine a home that anticipates your needs and adjusts to your preferences.
Okay, give me an example.
So you wake up and the blinds automatically open to reveal the sunrise over the ocean.
Okay.
The temperature adjusts to your liking. Your favorite music starts playing.
Oh, wow.
And your coffee is already brewing.
It sounds like something out of a movie.
It's becoming a reality for those who can afford it.
Right.
These systems can control everything from the lighting and temperature to the security and entertainment.
And it's all personalized?
Absolutely. Everything is customized to the individual's preferences.
And it's all controlled from your phone or tablet.
Yeah. You can control your home from anywhere in the world.
That's crazy. It's like having a personal butler.
Exactly. And the personalization is amazing.
How so?
Well, these systems can learn your habits and adjust the settings based on your routine.
So if I always come home and turn on the fireplace and dim the lights, the system will do it for me.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And it goes beyond that. Imagine your fridge ordering groceries when you're running low.
Wow.
Or your closet suggesting outfits.
Okay.
Based on the weather or your schedule.
Right.
Or a home theater that adjusts the lighting and sound based on what you're watching.
That's next level.
Okay.
But is there a point where it becomes too much?
Mm-hmm.
Does all this technology actually make their lives better?
It really depends on the person and how they choose to use it.
Sure.
For some, it might be overwhelming, but for others, it can really simplify their lives.
And give them more time to focus on other things.
Right.
It's about using tech to improve your lifestyle, not just to show off.
Exactly. And this integration of technology is only going to get more sophisticated.
I bet.
You know, we're already seeing artificial intelligence and machine learning in home automation.
Wow.
It's going to take personalization to a whole new level.
So we're already talking about homes that anticipate our needs and order groceries for us.
Yeah.
What's next? What other innovations are on the horizon?
Well, 3D printed homes are becoming more popular.
So instead of traditional construction, they're printing houses.
Yeah, it's still early days, but the potential is huge.
So you could create a custom home with unique features all printed on demand.
And with sustainable materials.
That's insane. It sounds like something out of the Jetsons.
It does a bit.
But what about the cost? Will these homes ever be affordable for regular people?
It's hard to say. The technology is still developing and it's expensive, but as it advances and becomes more common, we could see prices drop.
That would be amazing to design and print your dream home.
It would.
What about virtual reality and augmented reality?
Oh, they're having a big impact too. Well, virtual reality is changing how people buy and sell homes.
So I could take a virtual tour of a mansion without leaving my house.
Exactly. You can experience a space in a way that's just not possible with photos or videos.
And what about augmented reality?
AR is being used to overlay digital information onto real-world environments.
Oh, okay. I'm going
to imagine you're walking through a house and you can see virtual furniture.
Oh, so you can see what a sofa would look like before you buy it.
Exactly.
That would be so helpful.
It's making the design process much easier for buyers and sellers.
So technology is transforming every aspect of the luxury real estate experience.
It really is. The possibilities are endless.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But in part three, I want to talk about the economics behind this market.
Okay.
We'll look at the impact of interest rates, global wealth trends, and the rise of new wealth hubs.
Sounds good. It'll be interesting to see how those forces are shaping the future of this market.
Welcome back to our deep dive into luxury real estate in 2025.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
It has. We've been exploring the trends, the homes themselves, and those amazing billionaire buying habits.
Always fun to peek into their world.
Now, in this final part, I want to shift our focus to the economics behind this market.
Okay.
You know, what's happening behind the scenes that's really driving these trends and shaping the future of luxury real estate?
Right. Because behind those beautiful properties and those lifestyles, there are these complex financial trends.
Right. So let's start with interest rates.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about them. They've been up and down lately.
Yeah.
So how is that affecting the luxury market?
Well, it's a big factor, especially for those who need financing for those high-end purchases.
Right.
When interest rates go up, it's more expensive to borrow money, and that can really cool down demand.
Even at the top.
Even in the luxury segment. Yeah.
So even billionaires are feeling the pinch.
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Okay.
You have to remember that the luxury market often operates a little differently.
Right.
You know, high net worth individuals, they're not as sensitive to those interest rate fluctuations.
They've got the cash.
They do. They tend to have more cash on hand and they're not as reliant on mortgages.
Right. But rising interest rates must have some impact.
They do. For some buyers, it might affect how much they can spend or make them more cautious. But on the other hand, rising interest rates can also signal a strong economy.
So it could actually boost confidence?
It could make people more likely to invest.
So is this balancing act?
It is. It's tough to predict exactly how it'll play out in the long run.
But it's something everyone's watching.
Absolutely.
So we've got interest rates, but there's also this whole global wealth dynamic happening.
Right.
You know, the articles talked about all these ultra high net worth individuals emerging in places like China,
yeah,
India, and Brazil.
Yes.
What role are they playing in the luxury real estate market?
It's significant and it's only going to grow.
Okay.
We're seeing a global influx of buyers, especially in the U.S., Europe, and Canada.
They like those established markets.
They do. They're drawn to the stability and the prestige of owning property there.
It's about more than just money for them.
Yeah, it's about status, security, even a sense of belonging.
Wow. So it's like a global game of Monopoly.
You could say that.
Billionaires all over competing for those prime properties.
Exactly.
It's fascinating to see how this global wealth is playing out.
It is, and it's not just about those established markets anymore.
Really?
We're also seeing these new wealth hubs pop up.
New wealth hubs?
Yeah. Cities that are attracting wealthy individuals and becoming hotspots for luxury investment.
So where are these new hotspots?
Well, places like Dubai, Singapore, and Hong Kong are drawing a lot of attention.
Right.
They offer favorable tax policies, business-friendly environments, and a cosmopolitan lifestyle.
So it's like a whole new world of luxury is opening up in these cities.
It really is. And it's changing the global real estate market.
In what way?
We're seeing incredible architecture, innovative developments, a level of luxury that's really pushing the boundaries.
Wow.
These cities are the new playgrounds for the ultra wealthy.
This has been a really insightful deep dive. We've explored the trends, the economics, the innovations that are shaping this market.
From quiet luxury to technology to global wealth.
It's clear that luxury real estate is constantly changing.
It is, and it's exciting to see where it goes next.
I'm curious what impact all of this will have on the rest of the housing market and on society as a whole.
Right. Will these innovations become more accessible to the average homeowner?
Or will the gap between the haves and have-nots just get bigger?
It's something to think about. The trends we're seeing at the top often trickle down.
Yeah.
It's possible that these innovations in sustainability and technology will eventually become more mainstream.
That would be great.
It would, but it's also important to consider the social and economic implications.
Of course.
You know what happens when luxury becomes even more exclusive and detached from everyday life.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to thank everyone for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little inspiring.
And remember, whether you're dreaming of a mansion or a cozy cabin, the most important thing is to create a space that reflects you.
A space that enhances your life and brings you joy.
That's what luxury is all about.